Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 260. Today we are continuing with the biological special program of the bronchial mucosa. Yesterday we saw that the biological conflict linked to the bronchial mucosa of males and females is different, and that it is a male territorial fear conflict or female scare fright conflict depending on one's gender, laterality and hormone status. What exactly is meant by this statement will become clear only if we understand the GNM explanation. Because of its importance, I am repeating it here even though we studied it once when we discussed the SBS of the laryngeal mucosa. Please attend, and if not understood, then repeat listening several times till you become thorough about it. First, let us consider the male conflicts. A right-handed male with a normal hormone status and a territorial fear conflict will have affection on the bronchial mucosa. A left-handed male with a normal hormone status and a territorial fear conflict will have affection on the laryngeal mucosa. A right-handed male with low testosterone status and a scare-fright conflict will have affection on the laryngeal mucosa. A left-handed male with a low testosterone status and a scare-fright conflict will have the affection on the bronchial mucosa. Then let us consider the female conflicts. A right-handed female with a normal hormone status and a scare-fright conflict will have affection on the laryngeal mucosa. A left-handed female with normal hormone status and a scare-fright conflict will have the affection on the bronchial mucosa. A right-handed female with low estrogen status and a territorial fear conflict will have the affection on the bronchial mucosa. A left-handed female with low estrogen status with a territorial fear conflict will have the affection on the laryngeal mucosa. Dr. Hammer found that the primary conflict themes of all ectodermal organs, and therefore controlled from the cerebral cortex, whether it is from sensory, premotor sensory or post-sensory cortex, are either territorial conflicts, sexual conflicts or suppression conflicts. This he concluded by evolutionary reasoning. Let us have some reflections on the meaning of territorial fear conflicts in details. As the very name of the conflict consists of two words, territory and fear, we can say that it is the fear regarding one's territory. Now, what are the territories for a person where he can experience this fear, and what are the type of fears that he may have within the territory? When we say territory, it can be his home or workplace, kindergarten or daycare, school, playground, etc., especially if he is a child. If one is a senior citizen, it can mean the old age home or hospital where he is admitted. And if one is more socially or politically minded, it can be his village, city or even country where he lives. The fear can be a threat to the territory, or it can be regarding the safety of oneself or of his pack. Children can suffer from the conflict when they are punished, scolded, yelled at, abused, terrified by another person or by such a situation. They can experience similar fears when they watch some sinister movies or videos with ghosts, monsters, dead bodies, graveyards, deadly animals, or when they have some nightmares with terrifying contents. Territorial fear conflicts are the conflicts that happen in a physical abuse, family violence, mobbing, bullying, an accident, a fire, a flood, an acute medical condition, a frightening diagnosis or similar prognosis, a frightful medical procedure or even hospitalization for a sensitive person. When an adult is in panic, it can affect the children around him. Members of the same family can suffer from the same territorial fear conflict. When the mother is in danger, the child in her womb can suffer from territory fear. It can occur during a difficult labor also. The territorial fear conflict can be shared among members of a small group like a family or larger regions. It may be the fear of losing a supportive partner, concern about the health of a family member who is seriously admitted in a hospital, or diagnosed with so-called fatal diseases like cancers. The territorial fears are shared by people of larger areas during a natural disaster, war times, scares of terrorist attack, fear-mongering during so-called pandemics. Before going into the details of the SPS of the bronchial mucosa, let us see how Dr. Hammer classified its pattern. He found that there is hyposensitivity during conflict active phase and epileptoid crisis, and hypersensitivity during healing phase. That means the biological special program of the bronchial mucosa follows the outer skin sensitivity pattern. Friends, we will continue with this SBS of the bronchial mucosa tomorrow also. Till then, goodbye. I am Dr. C.J. Verghese from Kerala, India.